Thank you, Charlotte. I'm here at the Blockhouse Studio for our first Lotus Live session with Saba Motalebi and Nagma Faramand. Thank you both so much for joining us today on the air.
Thank you for having us here.
Wonderful. Well, we're really excited to hear you today and then, of course, at Lotus tonight and tomorrow. Let's go ahead and get started with our first song.
Sure. The first song's called the Chahar Mezrab. Chahar Mezrab is one of the Persian music's form that is fast. And Chahar means four and Mezrab is pick. And visually, audience can see four picks except one. So it is one of the very important and known Persian music's form.
Saba Motalebi and Nagma Faramand here on Lotus Live on WFHB. They'll be performing at Lotus tonight at 7:30 at the First United Methodist Church and also on Saturday, 3:15 at the Third Street Park for Lotus in the Park and at 7:15 at First Presbyterian Church at night. Wonderful, mind-blowing strings and percussion from Iran. Thank you so much again for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
Wonderful. Can you tell us a little bit about the instruments that you're going to be playing today and tonight?
Sure. I would perform tar, T-A-R. It is like guitar, but no gi at the beginning. So it makes everything easier for people to understand. And tar means string in Farsi. It is all handmade, mulberry, walnut, camel bone, and the skin is baby lamb skin on top. The bridge would be like horn, and it is like it. My pick is beeswax and brass. So it has like six strings, double chords, doubled all, and mostly tuned C, G, C. It is very old traditional instrument. And my friend would play tombak and daf. I think she can introduce her instrument.
Tombak is a Persian goblet drum. And with natural skin on top, which is normally goat skin, and wooden body, which is from walnut tree. And it has two sides, but one side is covered with the skin, the other side is open. And it has many finger patterns and techniques. To the word percussion, it can be compared to tabla, Indian tabla. And the other instrument that I'm playing is daf, which is a frame drum with metal rings behind it. And it's a spiritual drum, actually, and it's been used in Sufi music.
Wonderful. And can you tell us a little bit about the traditions that you're drawing on with your music?
Yes, we are going to perform a Persian classical, very traditional, old style of music. And also I'm going to combine my style with own techniques and ideas. We are going to play old traditional classical composition, and also I'm going to play my compositions. So Persian music is based on improvisation. We have lots of improvisation that we are going to create at the moment, and audience would have a very, very strong effect on our composition or improvisation. So we are very looking forward to see very great audience from Indianapolis.
Wonderful. It's always going to be a unique experience. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
Let's go ahead and hear our second song.
Yeah. The second song, as I said, is improvisation. We are going to improvise for you with tar and daf on 7 beats.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you again. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to our very first Lotus Live session of the year with Saba Motalebi and Nagma Faramand, who will be at Lotus tonight and tomorrow playing string and percussion from Iran. You both, I believe, have pretty long histories performing music. Can you tell us a little bit about your backgrounds musically?
Sure. I've been in the United States for 12 years. Before that, I've had lots of performances in Iran and outside of Iran with international orchestra. So and then I went to Russia Conservatory, St. Petersburg, and I studied composition, European composition. Then I came to Turkey, had lots of like workshops and performances, and studied Turkish music and the difference between Iranian music and Turkish music. It was my project to found out how it they are like a brother and sisters, but they had lots of difference. And then I came to the United States and went to CalArts, California Institute of the Arts, the School of Collaboration. So I had lots of collaboration with African music, Indian and Javanese and Balinese. And my major was world music. So we had lots of performances there. And later, I started like teaching online and had lots of students online via Skype. So there is no border for teaching Persian music. Actually, I create that way to just be close to my people all over the world and also non-Iranian musician who loves to learn Persian music. And we had lots of festivals with help of my manager, Mr. Craig Hyman. We attend to lots of festivals and concerts and museum and introduce this music to people. But I wanted really to say what's our goal to introducing Persian music as two women. As a female musician, we don't have a good right to perform in our country. So we are performing as much as possible to introduce this beautiful music to people and be a voice of our brother and sisters in Iran.
Wonderful. We're so glad that you're going to be here at Lotus Festival tonight. I think we've got time for one more song.
Sure. Another Persian music's form is Reng, R-E-N-G, and it's designed for dance. So it is a happy ending. Thank you.
wonderful. Saba Motalebi and Nagma Faramand on WFHB's Lotus Live. Thank you, Saba and Nagma, so much for coming today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us. Thanks, Adrian, for the nice interview. And thanks, Radio WFHB. And Jim Mannion, Jim Lang, and Dan, Andy, and a special thanks to Sony Fast, who invited us to Lotus Festival.
Wonderful. And Saba and Nagma will be playing tonight at Lotus Festival at 7:30 at the First United Methodist Church, and on Saturday, 3:15 at Lotus in the Park, 3rd Street Park, and at night at 7:15 at the First Presbyterian Church. Thanks to Blockhouse Studio and all the WFHB volunteers who helped make this Lotus Live session possible. WFHB's Lotus Live Artist Shuttle is sponsored by our friends at Area 51. And now we go back to Charlotte at the WFHB studio with more of today's special Lotus Festival mix.